This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast, which is available on Middle East issues and issues of American politics. You can get information at thearabdailynews.com for the Middle East side and at illinoisnewsnetwork.com for my mainstream political column. Sometimes too much change is just not good. August 4th, 2016. Everyone is talking about change these days. It's one reason why so many people are willing to take a risk with non-politician Donald Trump over insider establishment politician Hillary Clinton. It's not about being a Democrat or a Republican. It is about change. Despite his sometimes off-the-wall rhetoric, Donald Trump represents change. Hillary Clinton does not. Sometimes, though, change can be too much. Like last week, when I went to Marcus Theaters in Orland Park to watch the premiere of the new movie, Jason Bourne. There have been 5 movies in the Bourne series, far less than records set by Star Trek, around 13, including the latest Star Trek Beyond, or the James Bond series, which involved around 24 films, with the latest being Spectre. But it wasn't the movie choice that made me think of change, because most movie series and remakes like Jason Bourne, Star Trek, and James Bond, they rely heavily on fundamental expectations that can't change, although sometimes they change the stars for younger actors. The problem was the movie theater itself, not the movie. In their constant drive to stay competitive, Marcus Theaters decided change would be great by numbering and creating reserved seating. Instead of getting to the theater early, buying tickets, and grabbing whatever seats are available, you now pick your seats when you arrive at the counter when you purchase your tickets, and they're reserved. But Marcus did a poor job of implementing the system. When the lights are on in the theater and the theater is empty, it's easy to read the row letters in the aisles and the seat numbers. But when the lights are out and the theater is dark, you can't read anything. I knew where my seats were that night because I had just picked them at the counter when I bought the tickets entering the theater. But ever since Marcus installed the seat reserve system, moviegoers have been pre-buying tickets and arriving late. Their seats are reserved. They don't have to be there on time. And I mean late, after even the movie starts. The latecomers practically ruined the movie. I'd say about 60% of the moviegoers at the almost sold-out Ultra Screen Theater, the largest screen at the Marcus Theaters in Orland Park, they waited until the movie started before entering the theater to find their seats. Why rush? Why get there early when they knew their seats were quote-unquote reserved? That left dozens of people wandering the aisles, blocking views, and distracting the rest of us who got there on time long before the movie started and were in our seats waiting for the movie to start. The beginning of a movie is critical to the entertainment experience. Ruin that and you ruin the film. Of course, this Bourne film wasn't that great anyway, which made the Marcus Theater experience for me even worse that night. Lots of people were frustrated because they couldn't find their reserved seats. They grabbed whatever seats were available at the moment. There were, in fact, many disputes, including one involving an elderly disabled couple where the woman had a metal cane. They took the reserved seats of 2 younger people who called the usher to sort it all out loudly while the movie was playing. You know how they make a big deal of telling you to turn off your cell phones because bright lights and noise distract the movie experience for everyone else? Well, they had to use cell phone lights to sort it all out. The first 5 minutes of the Jason Bourne movie were consumed with 5 people flashing lights that were blinding in the dark and talking loudly about the seating problem. The couple next to me said people had grabbed their reserved seats, so they had to take someone else's seats. Arguments were everywhere, and they didn't settle down until 30 minutes into the film. Despite the annoyance, I felt relieved I got to the theater 30 minutes early, like I always do. I just couldn't imagine coming late and telling a disabled elderly couple who were sitting in my reserved seats that they had to move. Can you imagine it? Change. It might be great for government, but I just don't think it's always good for everyday things like movies. One change Marcus Theater should consider: change the outrageous ticket prices. $15 for a movie ticket? Bring back the $6 crappy seats. Just get people seated sooner. Would you ask a disabled couple to leave your reserved seats if this happened to you? Let me know. I'd like to know. Send me an email at rghanania@gmail.com. In fairness to the Marcus Theaters, I will say I did get a survey after I wrote this column with the Southwest News newspaper group. After I responded to the survey, giving them a 7 out of 10, they had asked me specifically, how was my last experience, which is the one I just wrote about. They were very nice. I always feel bad writing about bad experiences, but I felt that this raised a bigger point that I wanted to elaborate on. Here's the email, and I won't identify the manager that sent it, but I have to give him credit for at least being fair. Dear Mr. Hanania, thank you for your feedback. We have ushers that assist with seating. In this case, it looks like they might have gotten pulled away for another job duty. For that, I do apologize. We will definitely be more diligent in making sure that someone is in the auditoriums to help our guests find their seats. As far as the reserved seating goes, if someone purchases their tickets either online or at the box office, that is their receipt of seeing the movie. Unfortunately, we cannot control when people decide to come attend the movie. It would be very considerate if individuals would show up before the movie starts. This way, no one's movie-going experience can be interrupted. If it will help, when you come back to visit us, you can inform the box office cashier or a manager that you need assistance with seating, and we will be more than happy to help you with that. Thank you. Signed, the Marcus Theater managers. I do give them credit for at least trying. And of course, I'm always going to go back to the Marcus Theaters to see a movie. And when I do, I still may be critical of the experience. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. I have several websites online where you can get information: rayhanania.com, themediaoasis.com, thearabdailynews.com, and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. You can always friend me on Facebook at rghanania. And, of course, you can send me an email at rghanania@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.